compensation plan at AIG bogged down its own human resources officers. Committee Chairman Democrat Adolphus Towns of New York asked if the situation was a breakdown in communications between the Treasury and the New York Fed, to which Borofsky replied, communications were virtually non-existent. Mark Thomas, IRN, USA Radio News.
Millions of people are taking part in an earthquake drill today in California at offices, schools, and emergency agencies. School children took shelter under work tables after first chanting drop, cover, and hold. The state is practicing how to survive a major quake. Facebook is still seeing an increase in subscribers, while the social networking online service Twitter is seeing a leveling off of subscribers. ComScore shows the number of Facebook users grew 4% in September to 95.5 million, but Twitter's numbers stayed pretty much the same at 20.8 million. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Martin Erdman, who has lived in Switzerland for many years. He's an ethicist. And not only that, he's coming from the view of ethics from a Christian perspective, which is sort of an oddity in this age of secularization. We've interviewed him in the past on the ethics of nanotechnology, and that sounds pretty abstract, but it was a wonderful interview. And fortunately, Dr. Erdman's over here visiting our good friend Pat Wood, and Pat called and asked if we could have him on, and we're going to be talking about post-millennialism. Now, certainly we hear people talk about the pre-tribulation rapture, the mid-tribulation rapture, the post-tribulation rapture, pre-millennialism, post-millennialism. And I don't think most people really understand this, the difference between pre-tribulation and pre-millennial and post-tribulation and post-millennial. But these are the debates that have gone on with the theologians for centuries. And, of course, the question is, do they have any application to what's going on today? And I personally believe that we need to understand that many of our religious leaders are post-millennialists. And without my trying to explain it to you, we'll get somebody who really knows what they're talking about. That's Dr. Martin Erdman. Dr. Erdman, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Dr. Stan.
You can just go right ahead and tell us, are you still over there working over in Switzerland?
Yes, I am.
And
right now I'm in the States, but
I
live in Switzerland.
How are things doing in Switzerland? Have you been hit by the economic recession over there as much as we have here?
Yes, it's just about the same. I think we lag a bit behind you in the negative ramifications of that financial crisis. But people are getting nervous.
Well, I think with good justification, I think we're in the eye of the hurricane. And, you know,
yeah,
of course, behind all of the things that are going on today, somebody would said once, that what we see behind the all the things that are going on today, there are spiritual efforts taking place, which we really don't understand. So I'm going to let you go ahead and let's give us a background of what is premillennialism, what is postmillennialism.
Yes.
And really, why is that important today?
Well, it is very important. In the early 90s, I wrote a book about the different millennial views of the early church fathers, like the Greek church fathers, the Latin church fathers. I ended up with Augustine's amillennialism. And during that time, I thought postmillennialism is a view which hardly anyone believes anymore. And so I spent maybe a quarter of a page in an entire book just talking briefly about postmillennialism, but basically saying that it has no relevancy whatsoever today anymore. Hardly anyone believes in postmillennialism anymore. Just a few years later, I would say about 3 years later, again I wrote a book which was called Building the Kingdom of God on Earth. And this is basically just a phrase summarizing what postmillennialism is all about. It is the idea of building God's kingdom here on Earth. And as you realize that if I dedicated an entire book to that topic, postmillennialism, I personally realized that I was wrong in my first book. I was wrong that believing that postmillennialism would be a done force, a view which hardly anyone believes. No, I realized that a lot of people are still believing that view of postmillennialism.
All right, well, could you define what postmillennialism is? Because
yes.
I think it's vitally important that we define our terms before we try to explain them.
And
certainly, what has surprised me is when you get people actually talking about this,
Why,
of course, you begin to realize how many of our ministers, very learned people, I mean, some of the people I have the greatest respect for, are postmillennialists. I disagree with them.
Yes.
But explain to it what the difference is. What they really believe.
Yes. Now, postmillennialists believe that Christ will come after or during the period of worldwide regeneration and peace. So the Latin prefix post means after, and millennialism means 1,000-year reign of Christ. So in essence, postmillennialists believe that the reign of God, his kingdom, needs to be established in this world before Jesus Christ can come back. This is what postmillennialists believe. Premillennialists believe that Christ will come before the kingdom of God will be established. This is the meaning of the Latin prefix pre. Christ will come before the establishment of the kingdom of God. And that is the basic difference between these two different views, either before premillennialism or after the millennium, postmillennialism. But obviously there is much more to it. The basic idea of postmillennialists is that the church is being charged by God with the duty of setting up God's kingdom here in this world. So it's the church's duty. Christians have to build that kingdom here on earth before Christ can come back. And Christ cannot come back until the Christian church has succeeded in this task to build God's kingdom in this world.
And, of course, that we are going to actually have to build the kingdom of God. And
correct.
Then Christ will come. I think this is the thing. And that they believe that things are going to get better and better, and then
correct.
Christ will come. But, boy, I sure don't see much evidence of that today, do you?
I don't. And this is why I'm not a postmillennialist. I'm not just, because of that reason, not a postmillennialist. Obviously, I have a different view of certain passages in the scriptures, especially the passage in Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 10. This is the portion of scripture which basically speaks about the millennium. And I'm pretty sure in regards to the correctness of my interpretation of that passage, that it speaks of a pre-millennial view, that Christ will come back before the kingdom will be built in this world. And he will build it, not the Christians or the church.
Now, what about the Calvinists? Because, of course, most people don't understand Calvinism or Arminianism.
Yeah.
But isn't sort of this post-millennial view held by many Calvinists, or is it? You would certainly be able to answer that better than I.
Yes, absolutely. Most people, most Christians who would hold to a post-millennial view are Calvinists. This is correct. Not all Calvinists are post-millennialists. There are also many Calvinists who would hold to the view called amillennialism. Amillennialism is the third view, which basically teaches that there is no millennium. There will be no millennium in the future. The church age is that period of time, which is the millennium, as the Apostle John calls it in his book Revelation. Now, as I said, there are these two different groups, these two different views held by Calvinists. But you are correct, many of the Calvinists are also post-millennialists. And the reason why they are post-millennialists is obviously they go back to the Puritans, because the Puritans were post-millennialists.
All right, fine. Well, when we get back, perhaps you can give us the history of the post-millennial view in the church, you know, really here in America, because many of the people who were here close to the founding of this country and really for many years were post-millennialists. We'll be back in a moment. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole-house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Martin Erdman, and I'm going to have him certainly go into the history of this post-millennial view and how it influenced the people who founded America. For instance, men like Jonathan Edwards, who led the first Great Awakening in the 1730s, was a post-millennialist, as were many of the people, you know, who led Christendom here in the United States, for the next century. So, leading up to the Civil War. But you go ahead and just tell the story as you lay it out.
Yes. Well, as I said, the Puritans, who were a Christian group in England, most of them were Calvinists. The Puritans adopted the teaching of postmillennialism during that time. And the time is the 16th, 17th century, mostly 17th century. And how this came about is quite interesting, because there was a Calvinist theology professor in Germany by the name of Johann Heinrich Alsted. He was a theology professor at the theological seminary in Herborn. Herborn is in the middle of Germany. And he had a very distinctive, famous student, who was not famous at the time, he was just his student, but became extremely famous later on. His name was Jan Amos Comenius, or by his Czech name, Komensky. But usually he's known under his Latin name, Comenius. This Jan Amos Comenius was the student of Alsted, and Alsted taught him the doctrines of post-millennialism. Again, we Christians have the duty to build God's kingdom on earth before Jesus can come back. And Alsted was not just a Christian theologian, he was also the leading esotericist or occultist of his time. So what he taught his students was not really Christian theology, it was esotericism. And part of that esotericism was the doctrine of postmillennialism. He got it from the early Rosicrucians. The Rosicrucians were an esoteric group in Germany. They started at the University of Tübingen. They published anonymously two manifesti called Pharma Fraternitatis and Pharma Confessio Fraternitatis in 1614 and 1615. And in these manifesti, they basically said, we have to complete the First Reformation. We have to start a Second Reformation. And the main aspect of that Second Reformation is that we have to perfect ourselves, we have to perfect this world. We want to set up a perfect world society. And that teaching of Rosicrucianism was picked up by Johann Heinrich Alsted, taught to Jan Amos Comenius, and Comenius, after he graduated from his theological studies, went to England and taught that doctrine to the early Puritans. And obviously, as you know, some of the Puritans eventually went to the Netherlands and also to the United States. and then they brought that teaching to the United States. And this is how this view of postmillennialism has come to the States.
And I don't think most people understand that the foundation of the postmillennialism came from the Rosicrucian beliefs that man was going to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. Now, the occult, the esoteric sciences have been trying to infiltrate the Christian religion for thousands of years. But it really wasn't until this period, shortly after America was founded, when the Rosicrucians were here, and those of you who haven't seen the films on the secret history of America, or the secret mystery of America's beginning, need to see these DVDs to understand that, you need all those series, to understand the occult influence, not only in society, but had permeated the Christian church. So now we have the postmillennialists joining together with the occultists. We are going to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. We are going to perfect man. We are, of course, going to do this without God. And then God will come at the end of this period and establish his kingdom. So pick up the story there.
Yes. Well, the Rosicrucians, as I said, they are esotericists at the time, but their philosophy or their teaching they received from the Hermetic writings, which were written at about the 2nd century A.D. They also referred back to Neoplatonism and the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is the Jewish mysticism, but also to alchemy. And alchemy became a really important aspect of their worldview, of their esoteric worldview. And again, the main aspect of alchemy is we humans have to perfect ourselves, we have to perfect society, and this means world society. And teaching then came into the church.
And I think it's really so interesting, you know, when I went to school, they always taught me that alchemy was this idea of turning dross or lead into gold.
Yes.
Well, that was the cover story that was to be used for the common people.
Correct.
If you understood the mysteries, you know, then of course you would understand that the real meaning of this was that you would turn man into, in essence, gold. He would become
Correct.
Perfect. Gold was considered
Correct.
Perfect at the time. It had to do with human perfection. See, you were never to understand that. And that, of course, was this mystery that was passed down, this secret passed down already for thousands of years. So pick up the story there, Dr. Erdman, because this is so apropos today, especially in view of Dan Brown's latest book, the Lost Symbol. Go ahead.
Correct. Yes, you are absolutely right in saying that the symbol of gold, or creating gold from base metal, using base metal and creating a precious metal out of it, this symbol basically pointed towards human perfection. And the perfectionist teaching came really out of alchemy, which was picked up by the Puritans, and thus they set up, or they taught that we humans have to perfect ourselves. And out of that teaching came the so-called teaching of Christian perfectionism. And Christian perfectionism really took hold not just during the 17th century, during the age of the Puritans, but much more so during the early part or the first half of the 19th century, especially here in the United States. And the person who made that teaching popular was Charles Grandison Finney. Finney was an evangelist originally. He was a lawyer. He was a member of the Freemasons. He left the Freemasons. He left his profession as a lawyer and became a evangelist in the upper state of New York. And he just preached basically Christian perfectionism to the people coming to his evangelistic meetings.
And what people don't understand is that is also the teaching of Masonry.
Correct.
I mean, the purpose of Masonry is to perfect the individual so that they can become truly as God. In fact, they can become God. And until people understand that these ideas have permeated Christianity, you can't understand so much of what's going on today. or Dan's book, Mr. Van Brown's latest book.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer urging you to go to EJSeed.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank. It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part? You'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about 1 penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we have Dr. Martin Erdman with us, who certainly is a Christian scholar. He actually lives over in Switzerland, but he's over here visiting our good friend Pat Wood, and so we thought we'd have him on to share his knowledge. And certainly this goes into the background of his research of the Rosicrucian influence in the Christian church, you know, during the 17th and then, of course, into the 18th century, I should say, in the 19th century, with certainly company of Charles Finney. So that would be the 17th century. That would be the 1600s and 17th century, and then the 18th century. The Rosicrucians were here. And what better way to destroy Christianity, which they hate, than to infiltrate it and certainly institute their ideas? And so this is tragically what's happened. Most people don't understand why the church is so impotent today. But pick up the story there, Dr. Erdman.
Yes. As I said, Charles Grandison Finney became the leading evangelist during the early part of the 19th century. It was basically through the late 20s and the beginning of the 30s in the 19th century that he was most active, mostly in the Yankee areas, meaning Western Reserve area, Ohio, Indiana, but also in particular the state of New York. And his particular emphasis was that the more Christians would commit their lives to Christ and to this perfectionist program, the quicker Jesus would come back to America. And this is basically what defined the Second Great Awakening. The Second Great Awakening. This is how he saw it. He wanted to make America into a holy nation so that Jesus could come back. But beyond that, he also wanted to reform the entire world.
Well, now, didn't he eventually renounce his Masonic foundation? He wrote a book going into the background, you know, of the fellow, the Captain Morgan being killed.
Yes,
did
correct.
He ever repudiate Masonry or not?
Yes, he did. He left the Masonic Lodge. He repudiated his membership. And he did write an entire book against Freemasonry, correct. Because, obviously, the mood at the time was very anti-Masonic. You had the anti-Masonic political party established during that time. But it seems to me that many of the main concepts of Freemasonry really are found in his Christian writings. I think he never really left the philosophy of Freemasonry behind.
In other words, he
incorporated into his Christian thinking.
In other words, basically, he felt that man was perfectible. And
yes, correct.
The thing is that, of course, it was Augustine's belief that man was totally depraved, and I think
correct.
It's pretty clear to it, far more close to the truth. Some of Augustine's beliefs I don't believe in, but I think he's right that man is depraved, and some of Augustine's teachings already, of course, carry forward today to help us understand what's going on. So
yes.
Then what happened after Finney? And, of course, then we're leading up to the time of the Civil War.
Yes, exactly. I have to tell you a little bit more about Finney because it's very important in order to understand what came after Finney. Well, these perfectionists like Finney defined sin very broadly, and they basically saw sin as any force which would cloud man's minds so that they could not exercise their free will to achieve salvation. And in particular, they singled out certain sins to be the major sins, and one of which was slavery, especially particularly until the Civil War. Another sin was liquor, or they called it demon rum. And the third sin was basically belonging to a Roman Catholic Church. So you can see that they really defined sin very broadly, and they focused on these different areas, slavery, liquor, and the Catholic Church, belonging to the Catholic Church. Now, you can understand that if Finney comes out very strongly against slavery, and if he gets a lot of people behind him, that this would increase the abolition movement. It would strengthen the abolition movement, and you know how that turned out to be. It led straight into the Civil War. And so in a true sense, I think Finney was or can be held accountable in regards to at least contributing to the outbreak of the Civil War. Now let me also add quickly that Christians are certainly not in favor of slavery. But what I would like to say is that the perfectionistic teaching of Finney had ultimately nothing to do with Christianity, true Christianity. It was basically a socio-political message which he proclaimed and wanted people to understand. And one part of that socio-political message was to get rid of slavery. And that led to the Civil War.
All right, fine. Because that must have been quite a blow to the people who believed that man was perfectible and things were getting better and better because of the horrors of the Civil War and the brutality of the brother against brother.
Yes, correct. And I think you could look into history and see that whenever that perfectionistic teaching came to the surface, that people were so much enamored with the idea of perfecting everything and in particular themselves and society and getting rid of all the evil in society that eventually they took up arms to eradicate evil, and by doing so they created much more evil than it would have been possible without that perfectionistic teaching.
I certainly wouldn't disagree with that at all, and I look at the Civil War as one of the greatest tragedies of our nation. So, but what was happening in the church then after the Civil War?
Yeah.
How did people begin correlating this idea that society is getting better and man is getting better after the horrors of the Civil War?
Yes. Well, these perfectionists realized that ultimately they are not strong enough to coerce everyone into that straight jacket of a perfectionistic lifestyle. So they said, well, what can we do? What do we need to do in order to coerce other people to follow our teaching? And they came to the idea that, well, we need the state. We need the state on our side. We need the state power on our side so that all the others who are not really willing to follow us will be coerced to do so. And that led ultimately into what we come to know as the social gospel movement. The social gospel movement, which started at the end of the 19th century, but became really active in the early part of the 20th century.
In other words, we're going to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. We're going to have to strengthen the power of government because a lot of people won't go along with our great ideas. And so they begin to embrace the liberal philosophy, expanding the power of the state to bring about God's kingdom. Would that be a fair appraisal?
That would be a very fair appraisal. That would be exactly what it was. Correct.
Well, then what happened?
Well, then obviously they concerned themselves with how to get the state on their side, and one aspect of their program was to become active in social policy, and they were very active in the so-called progressive movement, which was very popular at the time, and they set up different institutions, such as the Federal Council of Churches. Basically, it was also very ecumenical. They wanted all the churches to come together and create a very large church so that via that very large church they could promote their policies on the political level, political sphere here in the United States.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We'd like to stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Dr. Martin Erdman. We're talking about the post-millennial view. Now, of course, most people, and I'm sure most ministers who embrace this, and some of my very good friends who have embraced this, don't understand that the occult forces that infiltrated the Christian church. And certainly, Dr. Erdman, have you come across the names of Westcott and Hort, who wrote certainly the dictionary, that Greek to English dictionary, yeah, that most of our ministers have? Where, yeah, part of they play in this?
Well, this is a bit difficult because I explain it in this way. They also belong to a secret society in England, especially Hort, Fenton Anthony Hort.
Right.
He was a theology professor or a New Testament professor at one of the colleges, Trinity College in Cambridge.
Right.
And he belonged to the so-called Cambridge Apostles, which was a secret society, very similar to a Freemason society. And his idea was to revise the Greek text of the New Testament, bring out a new edition of this Greek text, which was called Textus Receptus. He wanted to revise that and he admitted that here and there he put in different words into the text which were not really there, or he deleted some words which more or less pointed to the deity of Christ and other major doctrines of Christian faith. And that revision of the Greek text was then adopted, and a new translation came out. The Revised Standard Version of the English Bible came out, which was then used mostly by the liberal churches in England as well as in the United States. And well, due to that rather, deficient Bible translation, the liberal churches were able to communicate their doctrines, and most of these are a major doctrine of liberalism was postmillennialism.
And of course, this then brings us right up to today, where there are people who really believe that all the prophecies of Daniel and book of Revelation certainly have already taken place. They really have nothing yet. That all took place many years ago.
Yeah.
So none of the prophecies that we talk about today already have any things that are happening, like the return of the children to Israel, the move towards a cashless society. These things really don't play any part at all in God's plan. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Yes, that would be correct. That's the so-called preterist view. It basically says all the prophecies in regards to the future, as we regard it to be still in the future, have been fulfilled in the past, have been fulfilled basically in the first generation after Christ's death. Now, I don't hold to that view. I still believe that many of the prophecies in regards to the future are still awaiting their final fulfillment. And here, in particular, Jesus Christ's coming, second coming, and his establishing the kingdom of God during this 1,000-year time period.
And I think it's so important for our listeners to understand that the enemies of Christ are working within Christendom today to confuse us. And if you can get people confused, they really aren't going to be able to see effectively what's going on or to take a stand in times like these. Well, Dr. Erdman, we're just about out of time. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Yes. Well, in our current situation in the evangelical churches of our time, postmillennialism is basically the majority view, has become a majority view. Many evangelicals believe in the postmillennialist teaching. It's called dominionism. And dominionism has really taken hold of many of the churches. And I personally believe that is a very dangerous development. We should come back to a premillennial view. We should come back to the view that Jesus Christ does not need to wait until we humans have built his kingdom here on earth before he can come back. No, he is sovereign, and he will come back anytime he chooses. And I'm also very confident that he will be the one who will set up his perfect kingdom in this world.
I am too. Well, Dr. Erdman, thank you so very much for being with us. But I think the historical perspective is so important. Perhaps to understand what's really going on today, Dr. Erdman will be with us tomorrow morning. It's Monday morning on
Monday.
Our early morning program, and he'll be calling it at that time. Anyway, God bless you. Thanks so very much. I'm glad you're over here. And next time you come, give us some advance warning. We'll get you on the wall of our other programs.
Okay.
Thanks so very much. God bless. All right, fine. That was Dr. Martin Erdman. I hope you'll find this important from a historical point of view. I wish we had the time to go into the teachings of Augustine and, of course, his nemesis at that time, as we carry it forward to modern times and Calvinism and Arminianism. And all of these things are important to understand what is taking place today. And what we need to do is educate Christians so that they can discuss these things intelligently. And I shall have to admit that I was probably 70 years old before I began to understand any of these things I should have learned as a very young man, as a young Christian. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners, remember, we're having our all-day conference a week from Sunday. That's here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay, if you can make it. Well, we'd love to have you. We've got over 150 people coming now. I expect there'll be quite a few more than that. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. But if you want to come to our meeting, you're going to have to give us a call, because you're going to have a reservation, and tomorrow's the cutoff day. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. They want to know how many people are going to be there, and they have to make their plans, and we do as well. Then, of course, we want to remind you that if you'd like a case of our books, a case of the Brotherhood of Darkness, why, you can get the book ordinarily sells for $12.95, for a little, about $2.50, a little less per copy, $129.95, plus shipping for for 60 copies of the book. So if you are in a position to get a case of books, and then you can sell them if you want to. You can give them away as Christmas gifts. Why, you can do whatever you want to, but you'll be helping educate people, and you'll be helping Radio Liberty. Now, you're not going to get the books until we are fully pledged for it. We need to get 50 people, and we're doing pretty well. We've got well over 10%, and we'll have the rest of them here at about 2-3 weeks, if things go as they usually do. So if you'd like to get a case of our books, this is the time to order. We will not charge your credit card until such times as we put the order in for the printing of the books. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get our 4-CD set on the swine flu and epidemic. You want to get our 4-CD set on Vaccine Update 2009. You want to get Dr. Abe's excellent DVD. It's called Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccination Program. And then, of course, when you get that, you get a CD-ROM free of charge. It's got well over 1,000 pages of files and government records. We actually carry the Simpson-Wood report. We're also carrying the report with 2003 to Congress from Congressman Burton, so you can get that separate. You need those two reports because the congressional investigation of the mercury and vaccines, the effect of thimerosal, they found out that the people in the CDC knew that they were damaging children, and they didn't care. And they're destroying the lives of Americans. And you'll be fascinated when you get the information from my latest talk, as I've compiled the information. And you can, of course, get the copies of my talk that's going to be given at the conference. It'll be available in couple of months on DVD. But it will give you the information, the ammunition that you're going to need to be able to counter the propaganda that's put out by those people who want to destroy the lives of American children. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, and you can go there, listen to our programs 9 hours a day, not get much done. But we'll tell you what they pay Rush Limbaugh millions of dollars every year, not to tell you. And, of course, Rush Limbaugh and Sydney, Sean Hannity, and so many of the people that profess to be on the right or the left, they're all shills. They're put there specifically, so you get this idea that right arguing against the left, and Glenn Beck is there, and so many of the people, but they're there because they're not telling you the truth. Our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing it the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who is an Israeli citizen. He's an Israeli patriot. He spent 30 years writing about corruption in Israel and trying, in his own mind, to understand how there could be so many evil people working in key positions, certainly in the country that he loves and is wants to try to preserve. And then, of course, he sees what's going on in America, and we've got a lot of very corrupt and evil Jewish people here. And, of course, this is the basis of so much of the anti-Semitism. But what most people do not understand, and which the media is never going to tell you about, is the Sabbatean movement. And there's nobody better equipped to tell you about the Sabbatean movement than Barry Shamish. And, of course, so, Barry, I'm going to let you pick up the story. I understand you did a great program up there.
Oh, I've been... I'm getting kind of a buzz in the back.
Yes, you are, and I'm going to have to I'm going to ask you to hang up, and I'm going to have my producer call you back, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Hopefully we can get the people back there at the studio to call you back again. Wait a minute now. Barry, are you there? Barry, are you there? Barry, are you there? Well, I'm going to have to get the people back at the studio to give Barry a call back. And we'll be back here in just a moment. And so with people back there, I'm going to hang Barry up, and we'll go from there. All right, we'll see if we can get a better line. Sometimes this happens. We've had a big rainstorm here on the West Coast, and so when we have that, we always get this static. And so hopefully we're getting Barry back on the line. And if not, we'll put him onto a different line. Because I want you to hear the story of the Sabbatean movement. You're not going to hear this from people who want to discredit all Jews, you know. They're responsible for our problems. Well, there's some of them who are. But what people do not understand is these people who claim to be Jews, but they're really not. And just as we've told you that there are people who've infiltrated the Protestant evangelical movement and are here to destroy it, so there are people who've infiltrated the Catholic religion at the highest levels that are there to destroy it. So there are people who've infiltrated the Jewish movement and are there to destroy it. Go right ahead, Barry.
Can you hear me now?
You're doing loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, I had a very good lecture tour this time around. Your engineer was a great, great help to me as well, Herman.
Yeah.
I thought I just had to do a filling in my tooth. They ended up extracting two teeth, and he helped me with my tooth extraction, which is, strangely enough, was actually a lot of help.
All right, well, I'm so glad he was there. He's a big help to us. We couldn't get by without him. So we're both blessed by Herman. So,
yes,
and
did
you get a good turnout at your meetings?
Very good.
Well, did any of those people listen to Radio Liberty, do you know?
Many of them.
All right, fine. Well, you go right ahead with your...
Yeah, many of them knew my work on the Stan Montee show.
Okay, fine.
I met them from all over the place.
That's good to know that they're up there, and I just hope it helped to get that invitation for you, and I hope it'll get lots more invitations. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamus. We're going to just take a little short break here and, of course, bring some other stations on board, and we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
With one pandemic here, it's only time until the next one is released. Nutra Medical has put together the First Line Defense Kit to help protect you and your loved ones against the next attack. The First Line Defense Kit contains Nutra Defense, which blocks viral and bacterial pathogenic attacks on your body. Follow Nutra Defense with Nutrimune to boost your natural killer T cells to the maximum, allowing your body to help fight abnormal cells and pathogens. Also included are non-toxic and environmentally friendly defense wipes to destroy all RNA and DNA viruses. Plus, you'll also receive an NIOSH N95 antiviral mask that blocks all viral particles from entering your nose and throat. Last but not least, there's Nutridyne, a super powerful natural universal pathogen killer. Superior to all forms of iodine, Nutridyne protects from nuclear fallout. The First Line Defense is available now and only through NutraMedical.com or by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Barry was talking about this gentleman who was born in the 1600s, some people call him Sabati. Barry can correct my pronunciation of his name, but certainly in the 1600s, if you add up the numbers of his name, it came to 666, which, of course, has Christian connotation, would not have any connotation necessarily in the Jewish religion, but it had a connotation for the Christians, and of course the proclamations of this new religion that was laid down by a man who claimed to be the Jewish Messiah in the 1600s was exactly the opposite of the Bible. The Bible says, you know, you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, and suddenly this new religion said you can do whatever you want to. There are no restrictions. Would that be a fair appraisal, Barry?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Will you pick up this story?
Well, what it comes up, Purim, for instance, is a very joyous Hebrew holiday where in the end, the Jews won in the end, and you wear costumes and you're allowed to get drunk and all kinds of good, well, happy things. In Sabbataism, Purim is called the extinguishing of the lights, where by law you have to swap wives. That's what you do to celebrate Purim in Sabbataism. And in fact, wife swapping took place throughout the year. But this time you were forced by theology. Well, theology became debauchery, straightforward. Now, to jump to the end, the first Israeli labor Zionist settlers on the kibbutzim, they built special rooms for the children, because the parents were exchanging partners as part of their culture. And by the way, yes, that includes Golda Meir. I know some stories about Golda Meir. That whole original labor Zionism was based on Sabbataism. Now, what happened with Shabtai Tzvi is the Turks were not terribly happy with his popularity, so they arrested him. But then his jail cell became the court, the world court for Sabbataism. So they gave him a choice. You either convert to Islam or you die in agony. And he chickened out and he converted to Islam. And for most Jews, that was it. They were led astray, and now they woke up from the Shabtai Tzvi messianic miracles, supposedly. When he converted to Islam, most Jews abandoned Shabtai Tzvi, but not all. There is a cult in Turkey called the Donne, which reinterpreted the conversion to Islam that all Sabbateans must convert, in their case, to Islam. Very shortly, we'll talk about Catholicism. But they decided that Shabtai Tzvi had a secret message in his conversion to Islam, that this is the way to spread the tenets. And they told their followers to all convert to Islam. And this, well, we'll jump ahead right now. This Donme, Sabbatean cult, in fact, runs Turkey to this day. In 1908, there was a revolt within Turkey to overthrow the government, and the Donme, well, they called them the Young Turks, led eventually by Atatürk, who was supposedly the father of modern Turkey. He spoke beautiful Hebrew. All right, he went to Jerusalem, people met him, he spoke lovely Hebrew, he was a Jew.
And his name was Atatürk, is that the man we call Atatürk?
That's him. Now, again, he was a Sabbatean, and there is a huge difference between being a Jew and a Sabbatean. The Sabbateans were anti-Jewish, but nonetheless, Atatürk was, in fact, born Jewish. And he was, in fact, well, he was just as anti-Jewish as he was anti-Muslim. Remember, Atatürk, as a general, did the dry run for the Holocaust. He's the one who forced march 1.5 million Armenians to their death. This again was a Sabbatean act, because in the way of thinking of the Sabbateans, again, is the opposite of Torah. And as I said, do not kill becomes do kill, a mitzvah to kill.
And, of course, the Armenians were Christians, and this was the first Christian genocide, but this has been totally removed from history. People don't understand the Sabbatean movement because somebody censors our media. Go right ahead.
Well, now, this is now the Turkish side of things. Now, what happened in Europe is that about 90 years later, in the 100 years later, in the 1780s, a Jewish second Messiah, he got very powerful shortly, in a very short period of time, and that was Yaakov Frank, or Jacob Frank. Now, he would convert 5,000 Jews to Catholicism at a time. Excuse me, I really have a nasty, nasty little cough. You're just going to have to excuse me all.
You go right ahead, man.
Now, what happened with Jacob Frank is that he went to the bishop of his Polish diocese and said that my group is not Jewish, we are anti-Talmudists, which, of course, they were. And all Talmuds, all books of the Talmud were burnt in this diocese. Now, Frank just expanded the sex orgies. It now became Sabbatean theology that a sex orgy was a purification of the soul. And, you know, if you believe in this, it was. But the way he made money is that now that he had all these Catholic followers, he would use them for subterfuge. He would actually enter the courts throughout Europe and use his new Catholics to gather information and really muck up the politics of Europe at the time. Nonetheless, he ran out of money. Now, here is a date that we should all keep in mind. All books on Jacob Frank, all of them, say that it's not explainable, but in 1786, he moved his headquarters to Frankfurt, Germany.
Uh-huh, and that's, of course, where the Rothschilds is, isn't it?
Well, more than that.
And Adam Weishaupt and the rest of the gang.
That's more to the line. The Rothschilds of 1786 were not very successful. He was just a coin dealer. But he had an idea, which his five sons apparently, it was their idea apparently. But nonetheless, his basic philosophy was that if you control the economy of a nation, you control the nation. And it's a very simple philosophy, and it's hard to believe it works so well. But he had this concept that you lend to nations, they're beholden to you, and you control nations. Now, to get to the top of a nation, you had to true blue the real thing conspiracists. Now, a conspiracy is a crime between two or more people, and he had the ultimate criminals. In 1786, Yaakov Frank, possibly once, probably 50 times, met at the home of Mayor Amschel Rothschild in the Jewish ghetto of Frankfurt. But Weishaupt, who also, of course, lived in Frankfurt in 1786, he had founded an organization called the Illuminati. Now, you're going to get all kinds of really dumb interpretations all over the internet and literature what the Illuminati is. It is one, a Vatican organization whose initial and continuing goal is to bring all of Christendom back to Rome. That's what the Illuminati were up to, was, well, mucking up the societies of Protestants, beginning with Germany. They hated Luther. On the other hand, you had the Sabbateans, led by their second Messiah, Joseph Frank, who had the same point of view, Jakob Frank, I'm sorry, had the same point of view with the Jews, that any Jew who didn't accept Shabtai Tzvi, or, again, Frank, as the Messiah, deserved to die. It was a mitzvah, the Holocaust, as Rabbi Antelman, my good friend and prime source, told me. It was a burnt offering in the Sabbatean mind that the Jews who would never accept Shabtai Tzvi would die in fire. And it would cause tremendously happy energy from the Sabbateans. All right. Now, do I hear music?
You hear music. And, of course, I think it's important that people understand that these organizations have worked behind the scenes. They're so powerful, they've been able to conceal their existence. They work within the Jewish religion today, pretending to be Jews. But they hate the Jewish religion. In fact, they were really very important in planning and carrying out the Holocaust. We'll be back in just a moment.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We'll be right back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Perry goes into the background of the founding of the Illuminati in Bavaria in 1776. It's exposure when this story varies, whether there was a man on horseback, whether he was hit by lightning or just fell off his horse. But he was a courier for the Illuminati. The police found the papers, the plan for this mass conspiracy that was to lead to the French Revolution. So the Illuminati was banned. But, of course, to conceal itself, it infiltrated first European masonry and then subsequently American masonry so they could maintain its plan to bring about this one world government. So pick this story up there, Bivak.
Yeah, you made a major mistake.
All right, fine, you go ahead.
It's not 1776. That was the founding of America.
I'm sorry, but that's the year that the Illuminati was founded, isn't
it? No, it wasn't.
All right, when was it founded?
Well, the conspiracy between the Illuminati, the Sabbateans, and Rothschild was 1786.
All right, fine.
The infiltration of British Freemasonry was 1787-88, and you actually have to keep those dates in mind. You can't make a mistake about them. From that day on, there were revolutions worldwide nonstop, and there weren't previous to that date. But neither here nor there, the core is that Freemasonry was infiltrated and changed by the Sabbateans and by the Illuminati, with Rothschild gaining tremendous financial power with knowledge. That's it in a sentence. Now, what you've got now are two primary bases of operation, and everything of significance comes. Germany produces the ideas. That's where the Sabbateans were founded, in German-speaking countries. Vienna, in those days there weren't countries, so just German-speaking lands. That is where the ideas came from. But in London they found freedom. So what you would get are these terrific German ideas, and they would send the personalities behind the ideas to London to write up their philosophy.
Like they said, Karl Marx to Lenin.
Well, Karl Marx again was classic Sabbatean.
Right.
He was from a family of rabbis, generations of rabbis. Suddenly he became an Anglican, which of course makes really not a lot of logical sense. But that's what Sabbateans do. They convert to whatever religion to give themselves the freedom, well, to really rough it up afterwards. Engels, Frederick Engels, Jewish background, helps Marx out with the manifestos. But it's worse for the Jews. You've got Solomon Schechter, reform movement. You've got the conservative movement. All of it had the same pattern. Germany, off to London, and then America. Or Germany, off to London, or the world. the leading, well, from that point on, in Europe, there were two primary philosophical capitals. In Germany, the Sabbateans would come up with their philosophy. In London, they would turn it into reality. Now, this is the Rothschild side of, well, again, the grand conspiracy. Well, let's do it this way first. America was also hit. Rothschild would send his. There were five brothers. It's a whole operation. Nonetheless, the Rothschild dynasty sent John Jacob Astor and Jacob Schiff, amongst others, to America in the 1840s. Oh, I hear the music again.
You do? Go right ahead. I'll tell you when to come out.
And they would use the money to make certain people extremely rich if they played ball with their philosophy. Now, this was deep infiltration. Yehuda Benjamin, who was the Confederacy's foreign minister, went straight back to England after the war was over, and he ended up a highly successful attorney in London. He didn't have any devotion to the Confederacy, and in the end, this conspiracy stayed out of the Civil War on the Confederate side.
Well, that thought will be right back here.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
During World War II, millions suddenly found their lives in peril. One of those, 11-year-old Harold Gordon, as recounted in his book, The Last Sunrise, faced Auschwitz's horrors. This is Elizabeth Border from GCN's The Divided Kingdom, heard at 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, on WWCR, 5.070 MHz, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central, Friday, 7 p.m. Central. Once, Harold Gordon's life was spared by bartering gold. Lou Blanchard and I bought gold and silver from Midas Resources years before we became GCN radio hosts. We like the fact that unlike some radio offers that hold the gold for you, Ted Anderson's Midas Resources sends it right to your front door. Lou and I hope you'll protect your family with even a few gold coins. Call 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237.
is right on. All right, fine. Well, this is Don Perry Samus, and he's just talking about how, of course, they come to America, and, of course, they recruit the Morgans and the Rockefellers, and of course, they recruit the people who are working and build the railways, and they promise them great wealth and power if they'll just go along with the system. And, of course, this is exactly what they did. And, of course, these people accumulated fantastic, unbelievable fortunes. But, of course, the agenda has always been to take over America and bring us into this one world government in preparation for the return of the one world leader. So, basically, before we go on, Barry, I want you to give out, tell our listeners once again how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can recruit you to come to give them a talk and introduce people to some ideas that they will never hear elsewhere. And I know you've had a very successful tour.
Well, hopefully it will.
Go right ahead.
My book, including in this case, Subtitled Free Labor Zionism and the Holocaust, is found at www.lulu.com. And there's a little search box, put it on books, write my name, Chamish. And that'll get you to, well, get you to all my books, but the one on Shabtai Tzvi is the one we're talking about today.
And how do you spell Shabtai Tzvi? Because most people can't spell it.
Shabtai. That'll do it.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
All right. The website is barrychambers.com. And if you want me to speak to your group, I want to assure you I was very, very successful this week. The audiences, they love my talks. And this was one of them, by the way. So write it down. If you want to invite me to speak, my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. And now let's get back. E.H. Harriman was the company, again, of they went into partnership with Jacob Schiff, and we won't say how, it's not relevant exactly. More, what is relevant is that their employee, Prescott Bush, was the leading financier to Adolf Hitler. And if you don't believe me, just Google Prescott Bush, Harriman, Nazis. There was a very serious article in The Guardian on this, but it's been known for a long, long time that the Sabbateans were backing Hitler. And by the way, if you think there's a difference between Republicans and Democrats, you're very wrong. It's just a matter of style. The end result is the same. And, well, Schiff, here's another example. Jacob Schiff's grandson is married to Al Gore's daughter.
These people give incest a bad name. Go right ahead.
I wouldn't call it incest, but I would say there's an excellent chance that Al Gore is a Sabbatean.
Well, go right ahead with it.
It goes on and on. All of that is in my book. Now, what the Sabbateans did is their goal was to enlighten the Jews. Everything they did on the surface looked terrific. Freedom and freedom of expression and no prejudice and no... Well, underneath those happy gains for the Jews were very, very unhappy losses for the Jews, including their history, their heritage, and everything they viewed as important. Now, Moses Mendelssohn promoted the Enlightenment, which freed the Jews from the ghetto. But on the other hand, not a Mendelssohn survived who hadn't taken on some Christian religion and went on being Sabbateans, deeply hurting the Jews while pretending to be Christians.
But I think it's really far more important that the part that the Sabbatean played in bringing about the Holocaust. Now, why?
We're going to get there. We're ways off yet.
Okay, go right ahead.
I mean, this is a long story.
Okay.
And if you don't do it logically, we'll get there.
All right, you go right ahead. I'll just let you go ahead.
Of course, you're right about that. But it's just a matter of timing. And we'll start next. You know, in England, there was something called the British Israelite Alliance. It took on tremendous popularity in the 1870s. Now, what happened is that the British convinced themselves that they were Jews, that all of England was founded by the tribe of Dan, and they had some, you know, you can make a case for anything. Ish in Hebrew is man, and breach is covenant. So the British were the men of the covenant, and London was named after the Dan River, and they had their, you can make a case for anything, all right? It was nonsense. But nonetheless, they, in the 1870s, and that's the top level of British society, who were members of British Freemasonry. They were Freemasons. They wanted to get Israel. Well, they formed Labor Zionism. Let's make life simpler. They formed a movement to get the Jews back into a Jewish state. Now, again, it was up to the British because they were Jews. This movement exists in a small way today, and it's certainly not some cockney fish and chip salesman who was a member. This was the upper crust, and it was also very secretive.
And, of course, this is known as British Israelism, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
And it's here in the United States today that we are really the, you know, the lost tribes of Israel. Well, of course, I don't believe it for a minute, but you'd be amazed at how many people really embrace these concepts. Go right ahead.
Well, certainly the Mormons think that Utah is Jerusalem and the Great Salt Lake City. It exists. Nonetheless, Britain actually went to Jerusalem and opened up the city to the Jews under the Balfour Declaration. We're not just talking about some delusions here. They went and they got the Arabs, the Turks. They defeated them and brought the Jews back into the Holy Land. Now this, again, boy, it's a tough lecture, and, you know, it goes on for an hour and a half.
Well, we'll bring it back next week, but just follow through in a slow,
logical
manner.
Yeah, you have to go in order. It makes no sense. Now, you have to understand something else. Life was made horrible for the Jews beginning in the 1880s. The pogroms just went crazy. The idea being that the Jews would escape and resettle Eretz Israel. But that's not what happened. You'd have to be nuts to live in Israel in the 19th century. It was just a malaria trap. There was no infrastructure for a civilized person. And it was just not a good place to move. So they moved to America. 2 million Jews went to America, and maybe a few thousand went to Israel. And that's not what the British Jewish Alliance we're talking about. The British Israelite Alliance wanted Jews in Israel. So, well, without going into history again, in the United States there was one Edwin Howes, who was the actual he was the actual president of the United States under Wilson. He got Wilson to put to bring in immigration restrictions so that the Jews of Europe wouldn't escape the pogroms by coming to America. it works somewhat. But things got worse, and we're going to explain that now. And once again, the big new movement, and as I said, Germany to London to the world, was labor Zionism. They were pushing this as an option for Jews who were under terrible, terrible restrictions in their own lives. It had to be part of their thinking that we can go back to a land without people, for a people without a land. They spread Zionism again. I repeat, Germany to London to the world. Now, the earliest Zionist writers, you've never heard of them necessarily, Birnbaum and Smoleskine, they were all Vienna. But they had no charisma. They had no magnetism. The one who did was Theodor Herzl. He was the rock star of the Jewish world. He would go to Poland and have groupies waiting for him. He really was a very, very magnetic personality. He was now the symbol of labor Zionism. Now, without going into another subject, a highly important one, that Theodor Herzl met Count Wilhelm in Jerusalem in 1898, which I've discussed on this show, and Count Wilhelm rebuffed him. In other words, Herzl went all the way to Jerusalem, which so did the leader of the most powerful country on continental Europe, and believe me, Jerusalem was a lousy tourist spot. But he was rebuffed. And the only thing that meant is he would not get a Jewish homeland in Eretz Israel with German help, because the Germans received the rights to build powerful new buildings throughout Jerusalem, including the Abbey of the Dormition. And what it comes down to is Count Wilhelm told Herzl, we are now allied with the Turks. We're not going to go to war with them. We're allied with them. Get lost. You're not going to get a country out of us. Now, Herzl went to the British. And remember, the British were, well, the Balfour Declaration sent to Nathan Rothschild was the right of Jews to form a homeland in Palestine. The British were the ones who actually liberated Jerusalem from the Ottomans. Herzl had a complete change of heart after his Jerusalem meeting with Count Wilhelm, and told British Zionists that in order to get the Jewish state, we would have to go to war against an alliance of the Germans and the Ottomans. Tens of millions would be dead in this war. It's not worth it anymore. He asked the British to give some land in Central Africa as the new Jewish state. And of course, I mean, really, Jews don't wake up every morning dreaming of Rhodesia. It would not have worked. You couldn't get a Sabbatean Jewish state in Central Africa. I'm very congested. Sorry about that. It had to be in Israel. So in 1905, at 44 years of age, Theodor Herzl went into a sanatorium in France and died. And all my life I've been hearing the same story. He worked so hard for Eretz Yisrael that at age 44, his heart stopped. Even in 1905, a healthy man at age 44 didn't just get a stopped heart because they worked so hard. I believe the heart was stopped for him. I believe he was murdered. Nonetheless, And that's important, by the way. After the meeting between Herzl and Count Wilhelm, what began was a slow drift to World War One. And in that drift, the Ottoman Empire would have to be destroyed. In order to take it over and create a Jewish homeland in Palestine, you had to get the Turks out. And if that meant defeating Germany, well, so be it. Again, the amorality of all this is beyond our understanding. That you play chess with the world and you don't care how many people die is what the Sabbateans and the Illuminati turned into. It was dreadful. Now, in 1932, there were 250 German Jewish organizations. In 1934, there was one and one only, and that was Labor Zionism. That's it.
And that was a Sabbatean organization. That's what people don't understand. Okay.
Of course, Labor Zionism. Look, Israel was formed to be a Sabbatean state. I may as well jump a little again. Because Israel did not become a Sabbatean state, and because, in fact, the Israelis are returning to the Torah and the Talmud instead of to Sabbateanism, the founders of Israel could not care less if Israel went down the drain. Their experiment failed. But let's go through the failure and the process. You've got, in 1934, one organization representing all the Jews. All the rest are banned, and that's Labor Zionism. They are allowed to prepare the Jews for Israel, for Eretz Israel. And in short, between 1934 and 1939, when the British instituted the white paper banning immigration into Palestine, 80,000 Germans, the seed stock for the new Sabbatean state, were transferred from Germany thanks to an agreement between the Jewish agency and the Nazis called the Transfer Agreement.
And of course, the Jewish agency was Sabbatean.
It sure was.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. Well, of course, I guess it's been Barry Shamish, and to understand what's going on today, you have to understand the Sabbatean movement. And we'll have Barry back certainly next week to complete this amazing story. You're not going to hear it elsewhere. You can find it in his book, or Rabbi Antelman's book.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Got it. Bio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and what you're hearing from Mary is very, very important. It's really part of history. You can go into the encyclopedia and look up the Sabbateans, but you're never going to hear about this on the controlled media or controlled educational system, because they don't want you to know about this sect within the Jewish religion that hates Judaism. And of course, one thing that's going on today is they're actively promoting anti-Semitism in the United States with the idea that eventually they're going to force the remaining Jews here back to Israel, where they can be destroyed. Nothing, as it appears to be, and of course that's a whole different talk, but of course we really are heading into terrible times for the people of America, for the people of Israel. So we'll be continuing next week with Barry Shamish. We do hope you'll be tuning in. Well, this is the time I need to remind all of our listeners that tomorrow should be the last day when you can sign up for our all-day conference on the 25th of October. That's a week from Sunday at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We've got over 150 people coming. We're bringing speakers throughout the world. Hope you can make it. It's going to be a great time. We've got to start. You're going to have to be there by 8 o'clock, and we're going to go till 5 or 5:30. We're serving lunch. That's why you have to have reservations. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we do hope that you be able to come. And then, of course, we want to remind you, we are collecting people to pledge to get a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That ordinarily goes for $12.95 a copy. You'll get them for about $2.50 a copy, a little bit less. $149.95 for 60 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness, plus shipping. And we will, of course, will not bill your card until we've got the pledges and we're ready to go. We'll have about 50 people signing up once we have that. We'll make a printing, and then, of course, we won't make the offer again until we're out of them, probably a year or two. 2 years. The book is in its 10th printing, probably. Certainly, Tom Horn has his own publishing company, and I just gave him permission to go ahead and do a printing, and he's got that book into all sorts of ministries I could never reach, and I'm really indebted to him. But Tom's going to be one of our speakers at our Sunday, October 25th conference, along with Catherine Albright, William Gregg. Ashley Mote will be coming in from England, and well, we hope that you'll be there as well. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand the fraudulent swine flu epidemic, because this is a very mild disease, and they've never seen a propaganda campaign like they're launching now to get people to take a vaccine for an epidemic that will be over probably by this weekend. It will be on the downward slope. Most people have contracted the disease and that will have lifetime immunity, which you won't get if you take the vaccine. But you need, of course, to understand that there's another agenda behind what's going on. And they're spending millions of dollars to propagandize you. Turn on your television set. Why do they want to suddenly inject everybody and inject our children, specifically starting at 6 months of age, with two shots of a mercury-containing, thimerosal-containing the vaccine that they know will hurt them, and then another two shots of the seasonal flu vaccine that they know will damage their minds and their immune systems, and every pregnant woman to get both seasonal H1N1 and seasonal and the H1N1 vaccine, when every vaccine manufacturer says there's no evidence that it's safe, why would you do something like that? It doesn't make sense. Or maybe it does make sense. If you haven't heard my talk on planned population reduction, if you haven't heard my talk on